Hello, my friends. I hope that you're having a wonderful day. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Nick Stanton, and I'm the pastor at Lakes Church in Auburn, New York. Without further ado, let's dive in today. Our passage today is going to be Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. This passage is found right at the tail end of one of the most famous sermons of Jesus, the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus has been teaching about prayer and giving and how we can live our lives for Him. And if we look at verse 24, this is how Jesus chooses to close this sermon. Therefore, anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. The rain came down, and the storms rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had a foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house, and it fell in with a great crash. Jesus compares living by his commands to a man who builds his house on the rock, a firm foundation, whereas if we decide to live contrary to what Jesus teaches, or even something other than him that might be a good thing, like I'm going to be the best family man, I'm going to be a great businessman, those things aren't necessarily bad things, but if we build our lives upon them, it is a weak foundation, like a house built on the sand. And this is important because if we notice, Jesus doesn't say if the storms come, but when the storms come. When the storms come on life, what will your house and your life be built on? Is it a firm foundation that will withstand that storm? Or is it sand that your life will crumble around? You see, I grew up as a son of a carpenter, and as such, buildings and architecture have always fascinated me. The amount of work and effort that go into some structures can be absolutely astounding. Architects poring over every little detail from rafters and walls to molding, and even in some cases, they specify the kind of doorknobs that need to be used in the building. And then once the architects have compiled all of these plans into a blueprint, they then hand that off to the contractors who begin to realize this masterpiece of a building. These contractors can work for days and months and even years, and if everything goes well, in the end, you are left with this beautiful example of human artifice. But the most important part of these buildings is something that you'll never see, the foundation. Everything above ground can be beautiful, yet if the foundation is wrong, the building will be in real trouble. You can find example after example of every type of building, both large and small, from sheds to skyscrapers laid low by an inadequate foundation. In the same way, Jesus is saying that what we build our lives on matters. If we build our lives on our own desires, guided by what we think is right and wrong, or even good things, then our lives will crumble. When life hits us, just like the foolish builder who builds their home on sand, our lives will buckle under the pressures of the trials of this life. And it doesn't matter whether we're viewed as great by others. You know, when others look at us, they see someone that's rich and powerful, just like an opulent building with all of its gold gilding and marble statues. If it has a rotting foundation, all of the beauty will crack and eventually be destroyed over time. However, should we build our house on the rock, that is to follow Jesus' commands and live for him and spend our lives on what he would call us to do, then we can withstand the storms and the wind that he says will come. So we must study scripture to learn Jesus' commands, because how can we build this masterpiece of a building if we don't know the blueprints? So if we learn Jesus' voice and his commands from scripture and live that way, then we are setting up our lives to be like a strong building built on a firm foundation that will survive when the storms come. As our time comes to an end today, and as we close, I wanted to end in prayer. Lord, would you lead us and teach us your commands that we might build our lives on a foundation that matters? Would you watch over us and guard us as we go about our lives focused on you? In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you again so much for joining me today. I'm Nick Stanton from Lakes Church in Auburn, New York, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day.